Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, July 15th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. The General Court of the European Court of Justice annulled a European Commission decision that Ireland had failed to collect 13 billion euros in taxes from Apple. The case involved the practice of attributing profit to Apple's Irish head office in order to take advantage of lower taxes in Ireland. The court ruled that there was not a legal basis to declare that practice equivalent to receiving state aid. The EC may still appeal that decision. Google is buying a 7.73% stake in Reliance Industries' Geo platform, making Google the second largest minority investor in Geo after Facebook. Geo operates India's largest telecom business with 400 million subscribers. Google will develop an entry-level 5G smartphone with Geo as a result of the partnership. Microsoft patched a wormable Windows domain name system server vulnerability. If unpatched, it would let attackers execute arbitrary code and intercept network traffic, along with other things. Checkpoint discovered the vulnerability, which it calls SigRed. It affects all Windows server versions. Microsoft rated it a 10, its highest severity level, but it has not seen evidence of it being exploited. Zoom announced a 27-inch touchscreen smart display called Zoom for Home D10 Me, made by the video conferencing hardware company D10. It has 3 cameras, 8 noise-reducing microphones, comes with Zoom software, and can sync to your calendar. You can also share a screen from a phone or a laptop to the display. Zoom says it plans to partner on more Zoom for Home hardware in the future, with Neat Bar and PolyStudio X, among others. The D10 Me costs $599, shipping in August. Samsung says it expects 6G service to launch by 2028. That's about 2 years earlier than most other predictions. Samsung believes 6G service will deliver terabit per second speeds with user experience data rates of a gigabit per second or more. 6G could support 10 times as many connected devices as 5G. Latency would improve from less than a millisecond in 5G to less than 100 microseconds. 6G would also have twice the energy efficiency. Samsung said use cases would involve industrial purposes, extended reality or XR devices, and volumetric holograms. Standardization of 6G is expected to begin in 2021. Sources tell Bloomberg and Nikkei that Sony will build 9 to 10 million PlayStation 5s in 2020. That's twice as many as it originally planned. Nikkei's sources also say Facebook has increased its estimate of Oculus VR shipments by 50% to 2 million by the end of the year. AMD announced its first set of Ryzen Threadripper Pro workstation products. Threadripper Pro differs from AMD's EPYC chips in core count frequency and TDP configurations with a top count of 64 cores. However, Threadripper Pro also only has one socket for DRAM, supporting up to 2 terabytes. The workstation Threadripper Pros will only be available to OEMs. Lenovo will offer it as part of its ThinkStation P620 family. Mozilla launched its VPN service out of beta in Canada, the US, Singapore, UK, Malaysia, and New Zealand, with plans to add other markets later in the year. Mozilla VPN costs $4.99 a month and is available for Windows 10 and Android. There's an iOS client still in beta, and versions of Mac and Linux are in development. NBC streaming platform Peacock launched to everyone in the U.S. July 15th. The free tier with ads has about 13,000 hours of programming, and paid tiers have about 20,000 hours. The paid tier costs you $5 a month with ads or $10 a month without. Apps for Peacock are coming to the PlayStation 4 later this week and are available for Xbox, Apple, Google, Vizio, LG, and Comcast and Cox, but not for Roku or Fire TV. Finally, Graphcore announced its new AI chip, the GC200, available in a Graphcore machine called the M2000. Graphcore claims it's the first AI computer to achieve petaflop processing power in a machine the size of a pizza box. The M2000 is shipping to early access customers and will be more widely available later this year. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.